when I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jam's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jam's Friday, everybody. DJ Shagru just got out of the TARDIS. He's ready to go. Viggity Viggy Vic's going nuts in the newsroom. Esmeralda's spinning on her head right now. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Requests for Fly Jams Friday. We celebrate everything R&B and funky on a Friday morning, and we'll begin that after the news, which is after this. Fly Jams Friday, baby. my first request of the morning. The Gap Band with Yearning for Your Love. Yeah, man. Yearning. Yeah. Gap Band. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. How are you, everybody? Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. All right. And it's Fly Jams Friday. So get your requests in right now, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All right. Dino requested this one. Here you go, Dino.
And if it wasn't for the music, I don't know what I'd do. Yeah. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song.
Yeah.
Who is that?
In Deep. And that was Last Night a DJ Saved My Life.
That sample sounds familiar. The guitar.
Well, I'm sure it was an actual instrument because it was probably been
That's
sampled.
What I said, the guitar.
Oh, because you said that sample sounded.
I know. I'm going to assume that guitar has been sampled.
I would imagine. Yeah. I would imagine that 60% of the stuff we play on Fly Jams Friday that is actually with instruments has been sampled. I like the fact that the DJ saved her life from a broken heart. Because, you know, evidently you can die from a broken heart.
Oh, for sure.
According to In Deep.
You totally can.
Yeah. But the DJ can save your life. That's the moral of the story that In Deep was trying to tell everybody.
As the resident DJ on the show, I do not appreciate your mocking tone.
DJ Shagru, you've saved many a life?
Once or twice.
Oh, man. From a broken heart?
From a broken heart.
That's right.
They're like lifeguards.
They're like DJs are like lifeguards.
Yeah, they're standing watch in a club.
Make sure everybody doesn't have a broken heart.
Then they see one and they play something. And then
yeah.
Saved.
Do they have those little floating devices? And then
they run out.
They run in slow motion out to the people.
With little headphones. Like, put these on.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
So life preserver and a CD are very similar.
Mm. Well, that's true.
Do they blow whistles and go, I see someone out there with a broken heart?
Well, they do that, but it's, you know.
Much cooler.
It's the, like, the. You know,
yeah.
I can't whistle very well.
Is it the bah, 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 bah? Is that the?
No, that's a horn.
Yeah, but that's still DJs
when
do that.
Rough water.
Oh yeah. Oh man! All right, here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey Bob.
Hey Nick.
Hey.
You know, we haven't heard from Chairman of the Board since last time I picked them, so I thought I'd play their other big hit tonight. Here's Pay to the Piper.
All right.
Yeah.
haven't heard that song in a long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
My first news story was JFK, and I told that story that I was in second grade, and Jim Peterick's older sister was my teacher.
Ah, that's right. Yeah.
And speaking of JFK, you know, Neil Diamond wrote Sweet Caroline about Caroline Kennedy when she was 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know that story?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been banned from weddings.
Yes.
So
it looks like you might be reliving your youth pretty soon. I think Watergate's going to make a comeback.
Could be.
I think so.
All right. Thank
you. See you next week.
All right, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Oh, man. Well, here's some modern day fly jams for the youngsters.
Uh-huh.
This is The Weeknd, the guy who forgets the E in his name.
Oh, yeah. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, baby. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, baby. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, baby. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, baby.
Yeah. I liked it better when he had the bad hair. I don't like the new haircut. I liked it better when he had the bad hair with that ridiculous haircut. But now he doesn't have a ridiculous haircut anymore.
He doesn't, no.
That's not cool. I enjoy it when people have bad hair.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some bad hair. That was some bad hair.
It looked like clay. Like it was piled on top and he just formed it.
Yeah, and it was bad. It was bad hair. People need to just embrace their bad hair. Don't fix it. You see the guy from Flock of Seagulls? He never fixed his hair.
I think he did.
He did, but after they weren't popular anymore.
Right.
When he had to get a day job.
That's people wouldn't just say, yeah, no, you have cool hair.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he had it after the fact, and they went, no, man.
No, especially, like, I think he became, like, a shoe salesman or something. They went, you can't have that hair, Tom McCann.
Al Bundy?
You can't.
One, they were like, you're not famous anymore. You can't have bad hair because everyone's going to tell you have bad hair.
And you're working at the Foot Locker, and it clashes with the outfit, ref man. I always thought that was the greatest work uniform of all time. It was just dressing up like a ref and selling shoes.
They do that at that one place
the haircut place?
Yeah, it's specific to men.
Yeah.
Because they love sports.
That's right. They're going to play rock and sports, and all the girls that cut your hair are hot.
And they wear a jersey or whatever, ref uniforms.
Yeah. They have whistles.
Mm-hmm.
I got my hair cut one time at the Wizard World Comic Con. They had like a mobile station from that.
Oh, from that?
Yeah, and you could donate like $10 and get a haircut. And I was like, I'm going to get a haircut.
Right.
And I donated $10.
We should have gotten someone better.
Then they cut. No, it was fine. It was a good haircut.
Sure.
Yeah. It was. It was a good haircut.
Uh-huh.
They did a good job.
Yeah.
They did. You didn't see it. How the hell do you know? I could have walked out there looking like The Weeknd, but I didn't.
You don't have enough hair for this.
Yeah. I did actually when I got a cut. That's one of the reasons why I got the haircut.
Oh, okay.
Because it was shaggy. And I was looking a little shaggy. Zoinks.
I was thinking the other one.
Who?
The other Shaggy.
Oh, Shaggy the rapper Shaggy? I'm sorry. I was thinking of the Scooby-Doo Shaggy.
Hmm.
But he didn't really have shaggy hair. Why'd they call him Shaggy?
I don't know.
His hair wasn't shaggy, was it?
Nickname.
He had kind of a bowl cut. And he also had a bowl in the van that he would blow weed from. I don't know why they called him Shaggy.
It was after the cartoon.
Oh, wait a minute. So the rapper.
What are we talking about now?
I don't know.
The rapper was nicknamed.
Because I'm a 52-year-old man, and I don't know what a Shaggy is except for the dog from the...
What? You know Shaggy.
I know, but I don't care. My Shaggy is from Scooby-Doo.
Was me. You know Shaggy.
I don't know Shaggy. I know he exists. That's all I know. There's a dude named Shaggy, and he raps.
He's got that other song.
You could, if you put a gun to my head, I wouldn't be able to name one song by Shaggy.
Oh, come on.
Seriously.
You mean Mr. Boombastic, Mr. Fantastic?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is. I don't know what that is.
I am disgusted.
Yeah. I'm disgusted you don't know Saga. Dan does. He made that Worlds Apart reference earlier this week, proving that he's in the Saga fan club.
Is that the, that's the password?
That's the password is Worlds Apart.
Yep. All three of us. Band's not even.
Not even the band is in the...
Makes sense.
Oh, man. All right. We got to break here for weather and traffic and then more fly jams. We got some people on the line. We'll get to them after this. But you never say thanks, girl. That ain't right. That ain't right. Ticker for a cruise all around the world.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
And no thank you.
No thank you.
He no, knows.
Yeah.
yeah. Uh-ohs.
Bobby Brown! Bobby Brown! That's Maya Rudolph doing Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Bobby Brown! okay. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I wish they would bring back Being Bobby Brown.
It'd be weird now.
Yeah.
It'd be a little morbid.
It would. God, that was the best show ever, though, man. It was just the best. All right. It's Fly Jams Friday. Let's get to some requests on the phones. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, my wife was listening to her boy Luther Vandross's version of A House Is Not a Home.
Yeah.
And she came home and challenged me to think of a better song with somebody making up for mistakes. And I thought of this one, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Miss You, particularly the last minute of that song.
All right.
He can give you the world. If I could just, if I could just see you, can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. I swear I miss you. You done heard it 10 times or more, but I swear I done changed. I swear I done changed.
Yeah. Yeah. Harold Melvin just asking for another chance, Mike.
Another chance, man.
That's what he needs.
To come on the radio when it was first released. I used to be, what they call driveway moments, I just had to stay in the car and listen to the whole song.
Yeah, that was back in those days when it's like, I'm not leaving the car until this song's over.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely right. All right, Mike, have a good weekend, man.
Okay, you too,
Take
buddy.
Take care, buddy.
You say he did it he messed up 10 times. But he wanted another chance.
He wants another chance. He's Harold Melvin. Gotta give him a chance.
I love that. I messed up 10 times, baby.
Yeah.
But give me another one.
That's exactly right. He deserves chance. It. He's Harold Melvin.
Sure.
He's saying, if you don't know me by now, you will never, never, ever know me. Ooh.
Was he here?
See?
Felt like he was.
Harold Melvin just busted in and left. Mick Hucknall, by the way, in Simply Red, did a really good cover of that song. Mm. Really good, like surprisingly. And, you know, Mick Hucknall's got a really, you know, for being a short, like, ginger, he's got a really amazing voice.
Yeah.
Like, you when that guy sings, you're like, how's that voice coming out of that guy's body? You know what I mean? Like,
happens a lot to those UK singers.
Yeah, you look at these guys and you're like, what? So, here's Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Nick, at least two of the voices on Scooby were Casey Kasem of American Top 40, and one of them was your famous, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, Kennedy was my story, and I didn't understand videotape. I was too young, so I said to my father when they played a speech of his, is he talking to us from heaven? And he said, no, Mark, here's how videotape works. 1973, the summertime, Tower of Power has been requested now for the third time by me.
All right.
Very polished musicians, and Dan has the trumpet solo ready. This is so very hard to go.
All right. Yeah. There you go. Tower of Power. They get played quite regularly on Fly Jams Friday. All right. Here's Roosevelt. Go ahead, Roosevelt.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How you doing this morning?
All right, good.
How about Charlie Wilson and the Gap Band early in the morning? I could drop a bomb on you, but I'm going to give you early in the morning.
All right. So I got second Gap Band song that we've heard.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah. I wonder how early you have to get up.
For the Gap Band, real early. Just don't go to bed.
I'm just saying because, you know, like right now there's not that many people out. So he'd be searching the streets for love for a while.
Yearning, as he was in the other song.
Right.
He was yearning. Hey, Bennett, the Business of Funk.
Yes.
Has a request. Oh. DJ Shagru, shall we... have Bennett the Business of Funk's request. Wanna be your ride, girl. Wanna be your ride, girl. Ooh, wanna be your ride. Ooh, ooh. Baby, how we'll be grieving. You wanted to leave me all alone by myself. I don't want nobody else. Yeah, the Bennett Business of Funk. He says he's making us millennials proud at 28 years old. Leon Bridges.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
He is great. He is. One of the few new artists that doesn't suck.
All right, old man.
That's right. Get off my lawn and take that Shaggy guy with you.
I want to think that Shaggy might actually probably be
hang out
50s.
And be on my lawn. Get off my lawn, Shaggy. All right. Hey, I'll see you Monday.
Yes. Yeah,
are you in Monday?
I am in Monday.
All right, we'll see you Monday. All right, we got a break here. The news is next.